Starting to make my arms ache.
What's that?
It's a box.
What's in the box?
It's a computer. I've been saving up for this. I've just been down to that big store on the high road. They reckon this is the business.
Well, it's very sleek. I like the way that logo lights up. Makes my old computer look, well, like an old computer. I'm jealous.
Yeah, well, so you should be. This has got everything. It's 64-bit, 8 gigabytes RAM, a terabyte of hard drive, and it comes with dual core, and it's HD.
Wow. What's all that mean?
I've no idea. It's what the bloke in the shop said. Get your fingers off.
Oh, go on, Neil. Let me have a go.
No chance. This is mine. You've got a computer.
Yeah, but it's old and useless.
Well, then you're a perfect match. This computer's going to turn my life around.
Oh, yeah? How exactly is it going to do that?
Well, if you must know, I've just signed up with the Open University.
Blimey, mate, they must be desperate if they're letting in people like you.
What do you mean, people like me, bloody cheap? Anyway, the point of it being open is that it takes all sorts.
Even Bertie Bassett, eh?
Very droll. I've signed up for a degree in the social sciences.
Really? I did a bit of that stuff. Marx and Weber and whatnot.
Really? You've studied social sciences?
Yes, Neil. I have hidden depths.
Well, very well hidden.
You'd be surprised what I know.
Well, I might ask you for some advice then. Though I don't think that we do any of them that you just said. Who was it? Marx, Weber, the other one?
Yeah, what not? He's one of the great thinkers. You want to read his stuff, Neil?
Really? I'm not daft, you know.
Jury's out on that, mate. So you're chucking in your job then?
No, that's a brilliant thing. I can keep on working while I study. What is wrong with this thing? What does that mean? No internet connection.
You okay, love?
Fine, Ted. I'm glad Luke's finally gone off to university.
Yes, I was starting to wonder if he was ever going to leave home.
Well, he just wasn't sure it was for him.
He just seemed a bit old to be starting university, though, don't you think? You're sure you're all right? You've gone awfully quiet, Donna.
I'm fine, Ted. Don't go on. I was just thinking that with all the kids away from the nest, we can spend some time on ourselves.
I suppose so. What have you got in mind?
Well, do you remember? I was looking at those courses from the Open University.
What? Which courses?
Don't you remember? There was that ad in the Sunday paper a couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah, I memorise all the rubbish that falls out of the paper on a Sunday. Do I take a left here?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? Well, that helps. Come on, look at the map.
It's dark, Ted. I can't see properly.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yes, it's left. Next turn off left.
And you're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. At least I think it's left here. Or the next one.
We're nearly on it. Is it left or not?
Yes. Yes, left. Definitely.
Okay, Jade. Let's get you changed and ready for bed. That's enough of Peppa Pig. And I want to open my box from the Open University. Oh, I think I know who that is. Hello.
Hiya, what are you up to?
I'm in the middle of changing a nappy, if you must know. What do you want, Cher?
Oh, sorry. I was just wondering if you fancy some company later.
There you are, Jade. Is that better? Yeah, come round if you want, but give us a couple of hours.
It's not going to take you a couple of hours to change a nappy.
I know that. I want to start on my course.
What course?
My Open University course. Remember, I told you all about it.
Is it?
Well, most of it is online, but yeah, it all starts this week. I'm quite excited. Look, not being funny, but I've got a half-dressed baby here. Can we chat later?
Of course. I'll see you later. About 9, all right?
Yeah, great. See you later.
What has he done to this computer? Ah, finally. I'm going to kill him. This password's nothing like the one on the slip of paper. So, now, all I've got to do is put in my owe you login details. What the hell did I do with them? I was sure they were here.
Hey up, Neil. How's that whip it?
That's supposed to be a northern accent, Dave.
So how's it going? We were expecting you down pub.
I've just logged on. It took me bloody ages to crack the Wi-Fi. Why did you give it such a stupid password?
Stupid? What's stupid about Neil was a waster?
Well, apart from the minor detail that you put half of it in capital letters, but not the same letters as you gave me on this scrap of paper.
Really? Oops. Must have made a mistake. Silly me.
Silly you, my backside. That's just your idea of a joke, wasn't it?
I did say to phone me if you had any problems.
Well, yes, if you had answered your phone. Have you checked it lately?
Oops. 15 missed calls. I didn't think you cared.
I don't. I wasted half the night because of you, you great lummox.
Told you, you should have come down the pub.
Well, that's your answer to everything.
Take this turning. We went nearly 30 miles out of our way. How stupid are you, Donna?
Stupid enough to marry you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Come on, Ted. There's no need for this. I'm sorry. I'm not a very good map reader. Perhaps it'll make more sense when I've studied some geography.
What on earth are you talking about?
You know, Ted, this Open University course I'm going to do.
I don't remember agreeing to that. Now, why don't you make yourself useful and put the kettle on?
I'm not your servant, Ted. I'm your wife. And I've made up my mind I'm doing this course. If my kids have got degrees, I don't see why I shouldn't have one.
And how's that getting paid for?
I've still got some money that Auntie Christine left me when she died. It's just sitting in the post office. I think she would approve of my getting an education.
Well, she's dead, so I don't see why she should get the deciding vote.
What's your problem, Ted? I'm not asking you to pay for it. That's my money. We agreed that.
Yes, we did, but I just don't understand why you want to waste it getting a qualification you won't be able to use.
There's more reasons for going to university than getting a job. That's why I chose the Open University.
Fine, but it all seems a waste of your time to me. Not to mention money.
Come on, Cher, pick up.
Hiya! What's up?
Where are you? I thought you were coming round tonight.
Yeah, well, I was. Hold on a minute. Get me another G&T, Sylph. And my Sylvie. She got us into Tramp's nightclub. It's banging. Why don't you come down and join us?
One word, Cher. Jade.
You won't have to pay. Sylvie knows the bouncer.
I said Jade, not paid.
What? I can't hear properly.
Oh, look, you go and enjoy yourself. I'll chat to you tomorrow. Bugger. I could do with some adult company. I've had nothing but baby talk all day. I wonder if there's anyone on the welcome forum.